soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings, my dear friends. Earlier this week, I received an impartation from within that filled me completely, and it was called The Secret of the Infinite Way. And funny enough, at the time I felt I could come over to this microphone and make a talk and reveal the whole thing to you. However, several days have passed since then, and unfortunately, I did not write anything down, and I've completely lost it. I'm sure it will show up again when the time is right. However, I have had something else stirring around in consciousness this week. I have observed that many of us have problems that continue to, well, they go along merrily without being solved. And this, even after hours of reading and discussing and praying, in contemplation, the problems persist. And I've been wondering what makes the difference in our prayer and meditation. Why are some things dissolved and some things seem to persist? And that's been uppermost in my thoughts this week. I have concluded, well, several things, really. First, I have thought about when we read these truths, when we hear them or discuss them, we are operating from the mind. We are gaining the letter of truth. We are working with an understanding of these principles. And this is necessary, this is important, because in understanding them, we can assimilate them. They can become a working part of our consciousness. And when we read books about truth, we get a comfortable feeling. It's comforting when we read, "Thy grace is my sufficiency," or "He will perform that which is appointed for me to do," or "He goes before me to prepare a place for me," or "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine," or maybe just "God is love." Yet, entertaining these truths in the mind is not enough. The problems persist. Something more is needed. And in my meditation the other day, while I was rehearsing some of these truths in my mind, thinking about them, pondering them, clear as a bell, it came to me. It's not the truth you know. that dissolves appearances. It's the truth you receive within. It's the truth that you receive from that center within your consciousness. It's the truth that I receive from the still small voice. It's the truth that God utters within me. This is what dissolves mental images. Knowing this, I must find a way to be so receptive that I hear truth within my being. It's not the truth I know that will set me free. It's the truth I hear spoken to me, to my outer awareness. And the truth spoken from within my being, within my consciousness, to my outer awareness, is not a thought. It's not a thought at all. It's when my pondering about truth, and my thinking about these truths, and my contemplation stops. This is the only time and only place where I may hear truth spoken to my outer awareness from within my being, my Christ identity. This is the truth that sets me free from any problem, from any disturbance, any inharmony. This then is the way. We have read and heard that Christ spoke the words, "I am the way." This was the Christ of your being speaking to you. Christ is eternal. Any word that Christ utters is in the now. It is uttering that word now. And so when we read, "I am the way," it does not mean I was the way when Jesus walked the earth. It does not mean I will be the way someday. It means I, the Christ of your being, I am the way. And so the way is to hear that I speak. This is the only thing that will set you free. This is the truth that will set you free. Remember, I am the way. I am the truth. And the truth will set you free. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free does not mean rehearse these statements in your mind. It means have that awareness within you in the stillness of the truth, or I uttering truth. And when I utter truth, the appearance dissolves. This is the meaning of know the truth. It never did have anything to do with something you do with the mind. Know the truth means come within and experience me, the I at the center of your being, your Christ consciousness. Experience me uttering my voice. I am the truth that will set you free. So we see the real healing experience, that which will dissolve these ongoing problems, these ongoing appearances. The only thing that will dissolve them is not another book or tape or talk. No, it's finding a way to retire within your closet and that which you hear shall be demonstrated. That which you hear within, not that which you think, but that which you receive, which you hear within your being, shall be shouted from the housetops, or shall be demonstrated. So it all boils down to one simple thing. We must find the way to meditate, to turn within, reach that place where thinking about truth and pondering truth stops. And in that split moment, or in that second of silence, receive from within ourselves an impartation to our outer awareness. This is what heals. This is the I that is the way. If we haven't received an answer, if our problems are persisting, and we haven't received a healing, the problem, the appearance hasn't dissolved, it is because we have remained on the mental level, on the level of knowing these truths with our mind. This is the very, very best message I have to give you today. If you will turn within and wait upon the Lord, you shall mount up with wings as eagles. God will respond. I within you will speak. And when I speak, all appearances will melt. If you discover that you have been remaining on the mental level, knowing truth with your mind, now you know what you must do. You must begin today, perhaps this moment, shutting off the senses the best you can. Pondering truth, but only for a limited time, perhaps a couple of minutes, and then refuse to do any more knowing with the mind. Rest. Rest. Rest as if you are resting in a cool, calm oasis. And await your Lord and Master, Christ. If any man will open the door, I will come in, and I will sup with him. This is the promise. This is the experience that will set you free. You do not have to search for some truth. You do not have to read dozens of books looking for what you missed. You do not even have to turn to a practitioner who might know more than you do. I can tell you from experience, the practitioner is going to do the same thing. The practitioner is going to become still until he or she receives an impartation from within. But I can also tell you that the practitioner is only a temporary solution. If you would come to know an eternal solution, if you would come to know the water that springs up into life everlasting, if you would come to know the eternal hidden manna, the bread which is everlasting, it is only in your inner being that you can have the experience that will set you free from the need for any books, tapes, talks, teachers, or practitioners. This truth, the experience of this truth, this real knowing the truth by experience, by hearing it imparted to you, this will make you fishers of men. And so, my dear friends, it is imperative, if you would know the truth that would set you free, that you stop all knowing with your mind. Go deeper and rest beside that oasis. Just rest. God, the I, the truth, is not in the whirlwind of the mind, nor the whirlwind of the appearance, also in the mind. The appearance in the mind and the knowing the truth with the mind, God is not in any of that. So find your method, your way for relaxing, for resting, for having a relaxed mind and a great calm. And in that relaxing, invite Spirit, invite Christ to speak. Speak, Father, thy servant heareth, and I am listening. I know that when you speak, the earth melts. I know that when you speak, personal identity melts. And so I rest. I await your voice. Speak, beloved. I am listening. And that still small voice thunders. Now, you may never ever hear an actual voice. You may, however, receive an impression. It may be an impression with words or without, with thoughts or without. But you will be lifted up above the thought, the thinking mind, the appearance mind. You will be lifted up above that. By what? Not by your knowing the truth, but by the truth announcing itself to you. This truth will lift you up into itself, yourself. Your infinite self. And you will feel its presence. And there may be words connected with it, there may not. There may be thoughts connected to it, there may not. It might be just a feeling of the presence. But it may also say, you are the temple of the living God, or there remaineth a rest to the children of the Most High, or fear not, I am here. But when you receive it, you will know the difference. between thinking this and hearing it from the depths of your being. And how will you know the difference? Here is the key. I am giving you the key for those of you that have searched through the years. Here is the key. This is how you may know that you have had an experience within, and not just a thought or a hope. When truth from the Christ of you imparts itself to your outer awareness, there is this moment of rest and there is release. There's a feeling of, oh, thank you, Father. Yes, you are here. And all of the struggle is released from off of your shoulders. You can feel it leave. This is the indication that God is on the field, that Christ has announced itself to your outer awareness. This is the indication that you have just experienced the truth, and it has set you free. Do we see the difference? Knowing the truth that'll set you free has never had anything to do with a thinking process. Knowing the truth that'll set you free is experiencing, hearing, receiving the truth, the presence that announces itself from within your consciousness to your outer awareness. And when it does, all weight, all responsibility, all effort drops from your shoulders. And in that effortless resting, you are lifted up. And all appearance dissolves. This is what is meant by knowing the truth that sets you free. It means knowing this experience within your being, of Christ lifting you up into itself, into an awareness of itself. That light that shines in your being dissolves then the appearances in the mind. It also dissolves any need to know truth with the mind. When you first have this experience, you might find yourself saying, wow, was that what he meant? Was that what Joel meant? Is that what Christ meant? And if you have made it a habit of knowing truth with your mind, in the next day or two or week or two, you may gravitate back down into that. But some part of you, your true identity, will know that you have had this experience and it was real. And you will not be satisfied until you turn within and have it again. After a while, you will only be able to read a sentence or two, a paragraph or two, which will remind you, oh, wait a minute. My need is for this inner experience. This is what sets me free. And you will put the book aside and begin your meditation. You will have this experience again and again. Seek ye first this experience, and all things shall be added unto you. If you find that you have this experience, you really have this inner release, which is Christ appearing, and your problem does not dissolve immediately, pay no attention to that. That's just the belief in time, believing that this takes time. No, the answer is to go within and have the experience again, and again, and again. You will see results. You will see your life transformed. You will see the appearance of a physical problem transformed without effort. Remember, it's the effortless resting. In that state, Christ lifts you up, lifts your awareness to its level. In that effortless resting, and in that release, without any effort from your part, just being receptive, the awareness that comes to you, the light that shines, dissolves the appearance in the mind, because the appearance is not external to the mind. You cannot make this light shine into the mind and dissolve the appearance. You can become still and let the light shine. Let your light shine. And so an appearance of a physical problem will be transformed before your eyes. You will marvel, and you will know it's not you or anything you knew with the mind. You will see an appearance of lack or limitation dissolve right before your eyes. It's wonderful. And this without any effort, only a resting, an effortless resting and being lifted up by the eye within you. If there is a problem in relationships appearing, an appearance of a disharmony, you will see either the person removed or harmony restored. In one way or another, the picture in the mind will be transformed to one of peace. Seek ye first the kingdom, that realm where God is, where Christ is, and all of these things shall be added unto you. This is the meaning of this statement. This really is the secret of the infinite way, and it has revealed itself again in this talk. I thought that I had forgotten it, but here it is. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But knowing the truth, we now understand to be having this internal experience of an effortless relaxing back into the spirit, being so still about it that in a moment you think not, the presence announces itself, reveals itself to you, imparts to you its essence, and you are lifted up into its essence. That experience brings a great release. You are free from the whirling thoughts, the appearances in the mind. You are set free, and you know it. At that moment, you feel your freedom in Christ. And as the minutes and moments and days pass, that freedom appears out here as harmony, as love, as opportunity, as abundance, as life, as your being. This is the entire secret of the Infinite Way. This message was repeated again and again and again. So if you have had problems that have persisted, it was perhaps necessary so that you would go deeper than knowing truth with the mind, so that you would transcend the mind and have this internal God experience. Therefore, know that you have come now to where you recognize this opportunity and claim it. This is my opportunity to go deeper, and I'm going to do it. I am going to transcend the knowing truth with the mind to the experience of truth. I'm going to open that door to the depths of my own infinite consciousness and experience it revealing itself. I have carried my own freedom all this time and never knew it. I thought I would find it someday in a book, or in a teacher, or a teaching. And it turns out that the last place I ever looked within my own being is where my freedom is. This is why Joel told you and I that there is no freedom from. There is only freedom in Christ. This is exactly what he meant. If your problems have persisted, then come now within your being and await the Master. If you have not known how to meditate without words and thoughts, go back to perhaps the art of meditation, or even the book Beyond Words and Thoughts. Notice every place where we are told we must reach that place where thinking about truth comes to an end. This is the place where Christ performs its mighty works. So find that place within you. Put everything aside, everything you thought you knew, everything you think you know. Put all of that aside now. Trade it all in. If you trade that all in for one experience within your being, you will never ever go back to it. You will know forever you carry the answer within you. For the answer is your own Christ consciousness. Here is an appearance of someone dying. I know I can get all emotionally involved in this picture, which will bring me a feeling of separation. First, a feeling of separation from that person. Then a feeling of separation from myself. And finally, a feeling of separation even from God. But that can't be right. That must be an appearance in the mind. No illusion is ever externalized. Something else is out there. This is in the mind. So now, what can I do about it? Well, let's see. I can search around for some truth I've memorized. What would be a good one? Gosh, the mind is failing me, isn't it? God has no pleasure in your dying. Turn ye and live. But that memorized statement of truth does nothing, except remind me that I'm supposed to be seeing God, not the appearance. But here I am, in the mind, still seeing the appearance, and the only thing I've done is I've added a statement of truth. Now I have the appearance and a memorized statement. And gosh, that's not doing anything. I must go deeper. Somehow deeper. This week it came to me. It's not the truth you know that sets you free. It's the truth you receive. Ah, yes, that's right. That's right. I must receive an impartation from the Father within. So now let me be still about this appearance in the mind. Let me not try and use the mind to overcome the mind. Let me be still about it and rest. Rest from using that mind. Father, you speak. Thou hast the words of eternal life. I am listening. I am receptive. Speak, Master. Thy word. And now let me rest. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Come here. Rest. I, and I alone, will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Call no man on earth your father. One is your Father, the Father in heaven. And this appearance in the mind was not created by me. Infinite God is individual being, infinite individual being. That which I created is eternal, immortal, forever one with me. I did not create anything and leave it to fend for itself. That which I created is still inside of me. That which I created and I are still one. Son, thou art ever with me. So drop this appearance. The reality of this being is the presence you feel now. Closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, I am. Be still and feel the everlasting presence. The presence of him, the presence of her, the presence of you, the presence of I. I am the one life, eternal. Can I ever die? Of course not. I am ever within your consciousness. For your consciousness and I are one. Rest and receive the awareness of I. Thank you, Father. I feel you. And I am free. And I would like to just rest here a little longer in the awareness of this oasis of self, oneself. And I have felt a release, and I am at peace, knowing my Heavenly Father is everywhere and everyone. This, then, is the secret of the infinite way. Know the truth, and the truth will give you release and freedom in Christ. And this freedom will appear as all harmony, as your need fulfilled, as the love in your life, as the eternal presence appearing as all the added things. Come within again and again, as many times as you can each day, just to experience this inner release, to experience the truth that sets you free. You see, the truth doesn't set you free out here. Again, this was always talking about an internal experience. The truth sets you free as an internal awareness. This then is the word that becomes flesh and restores unto you your spiritual inheritance, abundance, harmony, and peace everlasting. Thank you, and I hope this finds you at peace within yourself. God bless.